Canada HR News on March 6, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about layoffs in media and retail industries, data breach at Indigo, programs to prevent insurance fraud, and other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Several journalists with Global News found out they were out of a job Thursday in a round of layoffs by parent company Chorus. Unifor, a union representing more than 800 employees at Chorus, said the move chips away at the already bare-bones newsrooms across the country and puts democracy at risk. So far, the cuts have impacted online and online video journalists, according to Unifor. Global has also reduced its sports department in Edmonton, the only local television sports coverage in the city. The union has been part of an active campaign to ensure the Broadcasting Act mandates the Canadian Radio and Television Commission to support local news, including by developing, financing, producing, or promoting local news and information programming with the creation of a news fund. Daily Hive has learned the layoffs primarily impacted positions in Alberta and Eastern Canada. Chorus was also set to start an annual salary review process on March 1st, which was deferred to the spring from November 2022. It is not clear if the layoffs were related to the planned pay increases. Nordstrom says it's winding down its Canadian operations and closing all 13 of its stores in the country. The company filed for protection from its creditors last week under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act. Nordstrom launched in Canada in 2014. The chain has 6 Nordstrom stores and 7 Nordstrom Rack locations. All stores will close and all the company's staff in Canada, about 2,330 people, will lose their jobs. In court filings, the company says Nordstrom's Canadian business lost money every single year it has been in operation. They stated that they entered Canada in 2014 with a plan to build and sustain a long-term business here. Despite their best efforts, they do not see a realistic path to profitability for the Canadian business. Pending approval of the court monitor overseeing the wind-down, liquidation sales at all existing locations will start around March the 20th. The company's Nordstrom.ca site has stopped sales effective last week. Any orders placed online before Thursday will be filed, but no new orders would be processed online. After March 17, all sales are final and returns and exchanges will no longer be permitted. It is the second major U.S. chain to pull the plug on its Canadian operations in a matter of weeks, after Bed Bath & Beyond announced in February it would close all of its 65 stores in Canada. Last week, we learned that personal information belonging to current and former Indigo employees was compromised. On Wednesday night, Canada's largest bookstore chain said it would not agree to payment demands from an online group claiming affiliation with ransomware site LogBit because the retailer could not guarantee the money wouldn't end up in the hands of terrorists. The hacker group indicated it would be posting all the stolen information publicly and a countdown timer posted on multiple versions of the LogBit dark web forum said the data would be released on Thursday at 3:39 p.m. Eastern Time. After the deadline passed on Thursday afternoon, the LogBit forums said the data was released. However, it wasn't available to access. CBC reached out to Indigo to confirm if it was aware if the data has been released or not, but it didn't hear back in time for publication. Multiple current and former Indigo workers have told CBC News that they're worried about what happens if information such as their emails, home addresses, social insurance numbers, and bank account details are made public. Indigo previously told employees that these are just some examples of some of the stolen data. Indigo has offered some current and former employees a credit protection service for 2 years. Part of why Canadians may face identity theft due to cyber attacks is because corporate entities such as Indigo keep too much information and for too long, according to Privacy and Access Council of Canada President Sharon Polsky. Indigo has previously said it didn't know the identity of the group behind the attack that stole the information. LogBit was used in previous cyber attacks, including one that targeted Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children. When Indigo was hit by the cyber attack on February 8, its website went offline entirely, and the chain's brick-and-mortar stores were also unable to process credit, debit, or gift card transactions. Physical stores were back up after the following weekend. The website was back to taking some purchases last week, but it is still not offering as many products for sale as before the ransomware attack. The Canadian Life and Health Insurance Association will now be working with participating insurers to collaborate on joint investigations into suspected benefits fraud schemes. This initiative builds on the last year's launch of CLHIA-supported programs that used advanced artificial intelligence to identify fraudulent activity across a vast industry pool of claims data. It is recommended that benefits plan sponsors keep an eye out for any unusual claim patterns, such as the number of claims spiking at certain times during the month. There may be situations when a provider billed 4 separate hours across 7 different insurance companies in one day. Each company says, okay, that looks reasonable, but when you add it all together, there are more hours than there are in a day. Companies working together would spot this pattern. It is estimated that employers and insurers lose millions of dollars to benefit fraud each year, which places the sustainability of benefit plans at risk. According to the CLHIA, insurers paid out nearly $41 billion in supplementary health claims in 2021. Conference Board of Canada reports that many households continue to feel the pinch of inflation, especially at restaurants and grocery stores. Concerns over household future finances rose in February. Of those surveyed by Conference Board, 27% felt that they will be financially worse off 6 months from now. This is a 2% increase from January. 67% felt it was not a good time to spend big. Higher borrowing costs have affected consumers' willingness to spend on big-ticket items. Even though there were about 150,000 jobs added to the labor force in January, 22% of respondents believed there would be fewer jobs 6 months from now. Meanwhile, only 15% of respondents had a positive look on their future job prospects. And here are some global HR news. In their global well-being survey, Aon reports that 83% of organizations now have a well-being strategy for their employees. This is up more than 25% since 2020, when many companies were scrambling to take care of employee well-being in the early stages of the pandemic. 41% of organizations said that had a well-being strategy that was fully integrated into their overall business strategy. As part of their strategy, more than 80% of organizations included elements of their diversity, equity and inclusion, environmental, social and governance, health and safety, and total rewards programs. In addition, 43% of companies said that they've increased their investment in employee well-being, and roughly half of respondents said they allocate between 2 to 5% of benefit spending towards well-being. By the end of 2023, 39% of global knowledge workers will work hybrid, which is up from 37% in 2022, according to Gartner. Employers have been implementing a human-centric work design, including flexibility, intentional collaboration, and empathy-based management, which suits hybrid employees. Gartner defines hybrid workers as workers who work in the office at least one day a week. Fully remote workers are those working from home all the time. On-site workers are those who work on-site full-time, not working at home at any time. The number of remote workers is expected to continue to fall year over year. Gartner estimates that remote workers will represent only 9% of all employees worldwide by the end of 2023. In the US, the hybrid work trend will be more pronounced than the rest of the world, with 51% of knowledge workers projected to work hybrid and 20% to work fully remote in 2023. While all countries have increased their proportion of hybrid and fully remote work since 2019, the allure of fully remote and hybrid work varies significantly by country. Japan employers are focused more on employees returning to the office full-time compared with other employers around the globe. In Japan, the number of fully remote and hybrid knowledge workers will total 29% of its workforce in 2023. In Europe, where face-to-face interaction remains a preference, the hybrid style of work is projected to increase in 2023. In Germany, fully remote and hybrid knowledge workers will account for 49% of the workforce. Given their cultural and vertical industry mix, the number of fully remote and hybrid knowledge workers in the UK will be on the rise over the same period. The US number of fully remote and hybrid knowledge workers will account for 71% in the US workforce. In the UK, it will be 67% of its workforce in 2023. Zoom has fired its president, Greg Toome, a former Google employee who only began working at the company around 10 months ago. Zoom said in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that Toome's termination was effective as of last Friday. He will receive severance benefits in line with his employment arrangements, which are payable upon a termination without cause. The filing was signed off by the chief operating officer at Zoom. Zoom said in their filing in June, when Toome joined, that he would receive an annual base salary of $400,000 with a yearly bonus target of 8%. His employment also included a $45 million stock grant, which would vest over 4 years. It is unclear who will take over Toome's position as president of Zoom. A spokesperson from Zoom told Insider the company won't find a replacement for Toome and declined to comment further. Toome's termination comes after Zoom announced in early February it was laying off about 1,300 employees, 15% of its workforce. Eric Yuan, the CEO and founder of Zoom, said he was accountable for mistakes and the actions he was taking as a result. Yuan said he would take a pay cut of 98%, meaning his salary would be $10,000 this year. And this was Canada HR News on March 6, 2023. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcast. You can also find us in Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on Twitter at CADHRNews or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.